group. He would provide cover while the demolition teams completed their task. They carried out a recce beforehand, checking the size and security of the compound. The heat registered by a thermal imager had established that there were bodies inside tents. There was no movement within, indicating that the inhabitants were probably asleep. Acting on this information, the soldiers followed the safest route of entry. They crept into the compound in the middle of the night, their chosen time of operation when it was easier to remain obscured. The arid, sandy ground was uneven, forming small hillocks which they used for cover as they made their approach. Despite the heat of the day, it was now bitterly cold. The chill of night, mingled with anticipation, sent a spontaneous shiver through John's body. It was so quiet that he could hear the steady patter of booted feet heading towards the compound and could almost detect his own thundering heartbeat. As they sneaked through the entrance to the complex, John felt his adrenaline surge, aware of their proximity to the sleeping Iraqi soldiers. He was surprised how easy it was to enter and wondered why none of the Iraqis had been on guard. Someone would be in the shit after this, he thought sardonically. Once inside, John's job was to find cover and keep watch. The tower was in an area at the centre of the compound. The outlying areas were like a tented village, full of sleeping soldiers, vehicles and other equipment. John and his mate Steve headed for a bank of sandbags, taking care to remain quiet. They secreted themselves behind the bags and took up firing positions. Either side of the wall of sandbags were Iraqi army vehicles, a Land Rover to the right of John and another to his left, nearer to Steve. The backs of both Land Rovers were aligned with the sandbags. Other members of the fire support group spread out around the compound, keeping themselves concealed. John faced towards the tower, his night vision picking out distant shadows in the gloom. The group watched for a signal from the demolition team to let them know the chargers were fitted and the timers set. Then they could make their retreat. John's heart beat in rhythm, like the seconds on a clock, as they waited in eerie silence. He remained alert, his senses fine-tuned to respond to any sign of danger. He was perspiring in spite of the cold and could smell a potent mix of spicy food, dust, and fear. Then the silence was broken by a thud coming from the other side of the Land Rover near Steve. It was somebody alighting from the vehicle. Without speaking, they both knew what they needed to do. Steve crept behind the Land Rover, ready to take aim. John moved in closer to the right side of the vehicle. He crouched low behind the sandbags. While taking position, he listened for oncoming footsteps. He identified them, moving away from the vehicle and round the front. Steve moved round the vehicle so he could attack from behind. John anticipated that someone would emerge from in front of the Land Rover at any moment. Unless Steve stopped him. But John was there first. The Iraqi soldier turned to face John as though sensing a presence. John held off momentarily, wary of breaking the silence. Once Steve reached him, they could take him prisoner. He stared at the Iraqi, a boy no more than 17 or 18. Their eyes met for an instant, long enough for John to see the fear on the young boy's face. He knew the boy had spotted him. As the Iraqi aimed his rifle, John beat him to it. He didn't have a choice. He had to take him out at close range. The sound of gunfire awoke the sleeping Iraqis. They swarmed from their tents, half-dressed but armed, firing a deluge of bullets. Steve raced towards the sandbags while John fired covering shots, but Steve didn't make it. A shot in his right thigh felled him. John had to break cover and drag him back. They made it to the sandbags. A bullet narrowly missed John, piercing one of the sacks which spewed a stream of sand onto the dusty terrain.
"Keep firing,"
shouted John, and Steve responded. As he gasped...